97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
I tell you, there's a movie that's at the top of my list to see. Maybe this weekend I'm going to get out there to see that. And then, of course, that is the movie about Ronald Reagan. I have been a child of the Reagan Revolution since I first saw him speak in Cincinnati, Ohio in about 1979. So the movie is in theaters now. And we're fortunate enough to have Robert Davi with us this morning, actor extraordinaire from Hollywood. Robert, welcome into the show. How are you?
Hey, Mark, thank you so much. Great to be here and talk to you.
You know,
your friends in St. Louis.
Yeah, I have to drop names because I remember interviewing you in person at CPAC a couple of years ago. We had an opportunity to talk about some of the projects you were working on at the time. One was on Hunter Biden, wasn't it?
I did. I directed the film My Son Hunter, which people should see. It's like The Wolf of Wall Street, and it's all there. I actually got Epoch Times and some other places called it a masterpiece. And, of course, the left-wing media said there was no laptop.
Right. I mean, you were breaking news there to the mainstream media. They didn't want to admit it. And then finally, 5 years later, they admitted that the laptop was real.
Yeah. You know, and they want to talk about, you know, look, it's so insidious what's happening in our country today with the media, with Hollywood, with the left. It's insidious. And with Merrick Garland's joke yesterday of his speech, I wanted to say to him, what about the 51 Intel people that said there was no laptop? What about Russian collusion of Adam Schiff? What about the Steele dossier? This guy's full of garbage.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with that. I played that bite a little earlier where you said it's dangerous to suggest the DOJ is taking sides, even as we see the indictments of Donald Trump in you know, four different places around the country and late night raids on his Mar-a-Lago estate. I mean, it's just so obvious to this guy who may well have been a Supreme Court justice if we hadn't been lucky.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, Reagan went through the same thing. Reagan understood what was happening since the 1940s in Hollywood with the Communist Party infiltrating. Russia at the time in the 1920s put more money into creating useful idiots in America than anywhere else in the world. And now the CCP, there's a book called Mao's America. I don't know if you've, by Z. Van Fleet, who lived through the Cultural Revolution, of which this Tim Walz had gone to China 30 times, whatever it is. Loving it. It's a frightening time for Americans.
Robert,
a frightening time if they don't know history.
Well, I was going to say, Robert, this is Kim. You know, it's just so unusual and refreshing to hear someone like you in Hollywood who's speaking out and supporting conservative values, because so often you hear about, you know, people like George Clooney who were running out and hosting these big fundraisers for, at the time, Joe Biden and now Kamala Harris. It's like you're canceled if you come out and say that you're conservative.
So that's absolutely what happens. They will diminish you. They'll diminish your reach in social media. They will blacklist you. You know, there was a blacklist in the 1950s in Hollywood because there were communists in our government and in entertainment. There were tremendous lies being told. And so today it's reversed. People that are conservative that want to save America are the ones that are getting shut down and reprimanded and punished. And George Clooney, look, he's an Obama. Obama used him to pull the coup on Joe Biden. They had to get a Hollywood celebrity like George Clooney to write for the New York Times an opinion piece saying that Biden was out of touch. You mean to tell me they didn't know this beforehand? They knew it. They knew what they were going to do. This was all part of their strategy, part of their plan.
Wow.
Make no mistake about it. And if you don't think so, you're underestimating the agitprop that the left uses, that they've understood since the 1930s. You know, my mentor was a woman named Stella Adler, the greatest acting teacher of all time. And she introduced me to Erwin Piscator, who based his theater, a political theater, in Germany on Marxism. And he created a theater called the Agitprop, Propaganda Agitation.
Mm-hmm.
These guys have taken it to a new level, as we saw in the debate the other night. It's disgusting. Disgusting how they should not go. Somebody has to speak out, and I get hurt career wise for it, but I can't stop. I cannot do this. I have to be honest to myself. And Reagan was honest to himself. Reagan was a person that fought the Communist Party in Hollywood since 1946, when he went to a meeting with Ida Lupino at Ida Lupino's house, who was like the Meryl Streep of a day, of the Communist Party using a union to infiltrate Hollywood. And William Holden brought him that. And Reagan spoke to that community. And years later, Sterling Hayden said he was a one-man wrecking crew of the Communist Party in Hollywood.
Yeah.
That was the actor in The Godfather.
Very true. And thank you for all that you're doing on behalf of the truth. So we appreciate that. Tell me a little bit about the film. I mean, I haven't seen it yet. It's high on my list. And despite the mainstream media trying to beat it down, I mean, suppress it, I should say, from getting many headlines, it has done very well at the box office.
Yes. Well, it's got a 98% positive audience rating, and the rest of it, the critics, as they did to the film I directed, My Son Hunter, they berate it. They berate it because it's not part of their agenda. So they're frightened about that because it echoes what's happening in the world today. It echoes a lot of what happened to Trump today. You know, I was an adult when Reagan was there, you know, and I remember him being berated, being underestimated, being made fun of when he said the Star Wars defense. And which came out of a conversation, actually, from Donald Trump's uncle, John Trump, who, when Nikola Tesla died, and he was doing, I come from Long Island, he was doing experiments in Wardenclyffe on Long Island about energy machines, free energy. And when he died in a hotel in New York City, the FBI and CIA were in the same hotel on the same floor. And when he died, they confiscated all his writings and they brought it to MIT, the head of physics, a man named John Trump, Donald's uncle. And he was in the office when Reagan gave his uncle the Medal of Freedom. And people underestimate, you know, again, the way they did Reagan. They do the same thing to Donald Trump. They demonized it. Only now it's more vitriolic because Trump was loved by Hollywood.
Yes.
I was there with many people that said, Donald's fantastic. I read the other deal. He's great here. I want buildings like him. He's the best there is. You got to understand. You know, you have to have Donald here. This is when he was a businessman. He went into the fray of politics, and Trump has not changed his... you could watch interviews with Oprah, with Larry King, with other people 30 years ago, telling him we're getting ripped off by NATO, we're getting ripped off by different countries. We're not, you know, he foresaw all this. He was against the Iraqi war, which I bought it. I bought weapons of mass destruction.
Yeah.
But there was none. There was none. I want to ask these people that go to Ukraine, was there weapons? What's going on? You know, and anyway, go see the Reagan movie because it echoes a lot of what's happening today. And
well,
it shows you the love affair between him and Nancy and the great performance by John Voight and Dennis Quaid and Penelope Ann Miller and others.
Looking forward to seeing that and your role in it as well. Robert Dobby, thank you for your time.
Thank you. I play a Russian. I play Leonid Brezhnev, a small little part, but it was fun to play, and I researched him fully.
And we'd love to have you back sometime for a longer conversation. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, take care of yourself.